Hey there, amazing humans. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of chill vibes and sanity hacks. Let's face it, life can feel like a never-ending hamster wheel sometimes, right? Between work deadlines, family commitments, social obligations, and let's not forget the ever-present scroll monster on our phones, who has time for self-care? Well, I'm here to tell you that even if your schedule feels packed tighter than a clown car, carving out time for yourself isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put off changing the oil in your car because you're busy, would you? So why treat your mental and emotional well-being any differently? Today, we're diving into the art of self-care on a crazy busy schedule. Don't worry, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are fantastic. We're talking about practical, actionable strategies you can weave into your day, even when you feel like you have zero free time. Ready to level up your self-care game? Here are 5 key takeaways that will make a world of difference. First things first, ditch the guilt trip. Ever notice how we tend to put ourselves last on the priority list? It's like we're programmed to believe that taking care of ourselves is selfish. But listen up, friends. You can't pour from an empty cup. You deserve time and attention just as much as anyone else. So, let go of that guilt and embrace the fact that prioritizing your well-being isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. Number 2. Think micro self-care. You know that feeling when you finally get 5 minutes to yourself and all you want to do is scroll through social media? Instead, try a quick meditation app session. Take a few deep breaths focusing on your inhales and exhales, or even just step outside for a minute to feel the sun on your skin. These mini moments of mindfulness can make a huge difference throughout the day. Speaking of small wins, number 3 is all about celebrating the little things. We often get so caught up in chasing big goals that we forget to appreciate the everyday victories. Did you manage to finally finish that project at work? Did you actually cook a healthy meal instead of ordering takeout? Give yourself a high five. These small achievements deserve recognition and they contribute to your overall sense of well-being. Now, on to number 4, boundaries are your best friend. You're not obligated to say yes to every request or commitment. Learn to politely decline things that drain your energy or compromise your time for self-care. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes, and remember, saying no is a complete sentence. Finally, let's talk about the power of movement. You don't need to run a marathon, unless you want to. Even a quick walk around the block can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Find activities that you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or simply taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Think about that time when you felt truly overwhelmed and stressed. Maybe it was during a busy work week, or maybe you were juggling family obligations with social commitments. You probably felt drained, agitated, and like you just couldn't keep up. Now imagine how different that situation could have been if you had incorporated even a few of these self-care strategies into your day. You might have felt calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle the challenges ahead. The truth is, taking care of yourself isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about making conscious choices that support your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these tips into your daily routine and see the difference it makes. Take a few deep breaths, smile at yourself in the mirror, and remember, you deserve to feel good. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-care reminder. Together, let's spread the love and create a world where everyone feels empowered to prioritize their well-being. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.